everybody on the right is now focused on the borders and the millions and millions of illegal immigrants coming in. And they've gotten into an uproar about it. And I always look and I say, well, yeah, that's a problem. And then the people are reacting. So what are our owners, going to offer as the solution? So we got Greg Abbott down there, and now we know he's a World Economic Forum member, but now he's putting up Constantina wire and all that, and there's no real conflict down there, but it's a big show. So, but what we're hearing is, you know, we're going to have to do something with all these immigrants and maybe deport them, and we don't know who they are and all that. So, and they're saying, oh, it's the Biden administration, it's the Biden administration, they're doing this. Well, we know that it's a, what we call a color revolution. In other words, they're flooding it, and they're going to overwhelm the system and provide them voting rights and all to dilute the, I don't know, the right. So you got the right screaming that over and over again. You've got the mainstream media pushing that narrative. So then you're going to get, I guess, Trump in as the solution to the problem. And who knows? Maybe they'll introduce a digital ID system that we can, they can use to identify who is and who is not an American. And that would make us a lot more safe and secure, don't you think? And so they'll get the right cheering it on. Yeah, let's hurry up and go down there and get our real ID or our digital ID. And you know what else would be good? If we could have that tied to our bank account and maybe a digital currency that if you're not an American, if you're not, don't have your digital ID, you can't get the currency itself. And so that'd drive them back across. Maybe that's why they're driving the, it's got to be one of the reasons why they're driving this down and make it such an issue. Huh. You don't think the right's going to be screaming for that, no? And then they can have, they can hire a bunch of ICE agents to go around and check everybody's ID and swat them, you know, break down the door barriers and flashbang and tear gas and all, because there's potential illegals here and there. Be careful what you ask for, boys and girls, because you might just get it. Because it's all a clown show, and both sides are against me and you, no matter what song and dance they do. So, what's up with this border? Are they always use, anything they do has multiple reasons, multiple goals that they want to accomplish. Now, could it be, might it be, that they're trying their hardest to get those that want to defend America to cheer for digital ID, digital currency, and a massive force to deport all these illegal migrants? And what will that mean when that's turned around against them? Huh. This something else in this clown show to think about. Till next time.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?